the way and you escaped again. W2T sitting at home right this minute.
She had to have her eyes dilated today, Rusty. It's in drill to her.
Better her than me. And I'm going to go out and have me some barbecue pork here in a little bit. And place I go is running a special today for a half pound of barbecue pork, two sides, and a drink for $7. I thought that was a good deal.
It's yummy. Just ain't going to drive that far to get it, but it sounds good.
Reba Road and Blackstock Road come together just this side, just the other side of I-26 there in Little Shopping Center. It's called Shane's Rib Shack, so good place to go.
I don't know the better places to go for barbecue over in our area, except Mutt's is pretty good out there. But it's too early for us. It's been hurry up and wait all morning. We got up and went to Aldi's early because they had a hamburger on sale, and she likes that fattier mixture of hamburger. I think we're going to have hamburger and onion rings and maybe some pork and beans today.
Yeah, well, I'm not leaving for at least another hour. I'm not going to go till after 1 o'clock, so, but that's where I'm headed. And all right now, I'm just trying to get caught up on some computer stuff. And see where things go, and had to go out and buy me a new recliner today.
Well, by golly. She said it's how much pound? $2.39? Yeah, 5 pound package for $2.39 a pound, Rusty. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it is. If I was going to make a whole bunch of hamburger patties or something, that would be a good deal for me, but you know, I would have to make them up and then freeze them up and do all that stuff, and I just don't have the capabilities and all. 5 pounds of hamburger is a lot of hamburger, so. Anyway, my sister buys it like that, and then she divides it down into packages and freezes it up in smaller amounts, so that's something. She has the freezer space, I don't.
This does. We got 3 freezers, and they're full all the time, it seems like. I guess I shouldn't complain, but we have an upright one in the basement, and you can't really stick a fudge bar in there or anything else, which we don't have any fudge bar, but that gives you an idea. And then there's one downstairs for the drinks and milk and stuff, and then the one upstairs is a big one, too. But she does exactly like your sister does, and she makes up the hamburgers and freezes them. And, I don't know. She says that the fattier hamburger makes a better hamburger patty, flavor-wise, than the leaner one.
Oh, yeah, it does, and all. If you're gonna use it to make something else, you might want the leaner one, but for hamburger, yeah, the fattier one. But yeah, my sister's got a full size freezer, a big upright freezer. She's got another refrigerator out there in the same area that has a freezer on one side of it. Then she has the big drawer freezer on the bottom of her refrigerator in the kitchen. So she's got lots of freezer space. And she'll go buy a big, huge rack of ribs or a big old rib, a big old roast or something like that, and cut it down into pieces, make it smaller and things like that. So that's what she does. Anyway, well, I got to go do a couple of other things before I head out here in a little while. But y'all be careful out there on the road, and we'll talk at you later. N0TR, W2T.
Dave, I'm singing to Dave Watson. He says, bon appetit. He was in France for quite a while. Hope you enjoy your barbecue. We're just coming by the Taylor's Fire Department here. They're building a new one down here. It's going to be a biggie fry, I think. And we've been sitting in the eye doctor's office for a couple of hours, right? 2 hours. Finally got her eyes checked out and had to wait on them to get dilated. And usually they have to dilate hers 3 times, but they didn't today. and he canceled one appointment because that right eye, there's just not much you can do about it after that stroke. But other than that, she's got 20/20 in the other eye, so thank God for that. Talk to you later, Rusty. We got a ways to go. We're down here in the valley. I don't know what you'd call it, by the Sphinx station between Walmart and the place where we turn off up there. Take care. W2T and 0TR73.